The Coast Guard is working with the North Slope Borough to identify an unusual substance floating off Alaska's northern coast between Barrow and Wainwright. Test results are still pending, but officials who gathered samples of the material say it isn't petroleum-based. Terry Hasenauer is coordinating the Coast Guard response. He says pollution investigators and a biologist visited the scene.
Based off of their professional experience, they've determined that it was not an oil product of any type. But beyond that, they weren't able to ascertain exactly or to determine exactly what it was. It's suspected that it's some sort of an algae or a naturally occurring marine organism.
A Wainwright resident reported the mysterious dark sheen to the Coast Guard late last week. Bob Shears says he was hearing stories from seal hunters about what looked like oil in a wide strip that stretched for at least 40 miles, 5 miles offshore.
It was a gray, dark gray, goopy substance that was kind of sticky, and it was quite large, about 100 foot wide. And reported in to be almost continuous along our Chukchi coastline off of Wainwright. The photographs, the digital photographs that were coming back showed that it was adhering to the ice, kind of oozing and gooing off the ice. Looked very similar to oil in what my limited experience told me.
Shears says the Coast Guard responded very quickly to the concern. He says biologists have told him the substance could be a highly degraded form of red tide algae.
Don't have a lot of awareness on this issue up here. None of even the old hunters have never seen it before.
Red tide can be harmful to fish, birds, and marine mammals. It is especially toxic to shellfish, which is a primary food source for seals and other wildlife favored by subsistence hunters on the North Slope. The test results are due back next week.